dare to dream. That's my prayer for you, that not only will you dare to dream, but tomorrow you will dream more, seeing what God would have accomplished in your life so that you can go into the destiny of the high calling of His glory. That's what life is all about, living to the praise of His glory. In Ephesians 1, where we've been studying, and probably we'll be staying in that chapter for a little while because it is such a powerful chapter, that God has predestined, predetermined our point of arrival to the praise of His glory. Now, we have many choices in life, and as we choose to go one way or another, like Jonah, he ended up in the belly of the whale because he chose a pathway that wasn't quite God's plan. And God had to deal with Jonah to get his vision, his purpose, his goals in line with himself. In the Old Testament, it talks about Israel having to go around the mountain again because they too did not choose the pathway that Father would have for them. And we in our life today, God is active. Do you believe that? God is active in our life today because His plans is to bring Bruce Mulberry to the praise of His glory. Bruce Mulberry is myself, and I'm glad to be with you this morning. I have the joy of being with At Liberty Ministries. You can find us on the web at www.heartsatliberty.com. Would love to correspond with you as God brings you into more vision. Encourage me with an email here and there, pastorb@heartsatliberty.com. I also have the joy of working with Hopewell Community Church in Pottstown, PA. We're located at Five Points, where State Road meets up with 100, and we are part of the Five Points coming off at an angle on Commerce Drive. Hope you can join us some Sunday if you'd like to find a body of believers that's really going for the praise of His glory. That's Hopewell Community Church. We have been studying, again, Ephesians 1, and I'm going to focus a little bit more into the middle of the chapter, verse 15, where it says, "Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saint, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to His mighty power. God's plan for us is to be working towards giving Jesus His inheritance. As you read this, it is about Jesus, and it's His inheritance. It's giving us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that our eyes would begin to be opened and we could understand what is the hope of His calling and the riches of glory of His inheritance in the saints. That's a pretty interesting focus, that our lives are not about ourselves, but rather about the King and worship of Him before the world. As we make our dreams come true because we put our best effort forward, God grants us the victory. It's our work. It is our heart, but Christ in me, the hope of glory. Our plans, our goals, our purposes all come because we are ready to sacrifice, we're ready to invest, we're ready to bring all of our efforts into focus on the goal that is before us. Many of us get sidetracked in our lives because of relationships, because of hopes dashed in the battle for spiritual life, and what I call the KOD, that's the kingdom of darkness. Many people would say the devil or demons, but I find that as a principality and spiritual wickedness in high places. I like the term KOD, kingdom of darkness, that when Christ died on the cross, he came to destroy the works of the evil one. He came to tear down principalities and strongholds that would raise themselves up against his glory. And therefore, as faith arises in us, our faith comes because the word of God is alive in us. And as faith increases, we begin to really invest in what God has for us by putting our best effort forward. Are you accomplishing the task before you because you're placing your best efforts forward? Or do you find yourself struggling with the demands of the day, the tyranny of the urgent that happens in our lives? I know many times in my own life, I find that the tyranny of the urgent causes me to have to invest in things that, hey, this is a waste of time. But no, it's actually earning dollars so that I can pay the electric bill. Well, this I don't really want to do, but I need that in order to pay for the gas, in order to go do the thing I'm doing called work. Now, I understand work is very important because people are willing to pay for our time, and that's a good thing. But when we let our time be dictated by the things of this world, we're missing what God has for us. And I'd rather live a life of fulfillment in the glory of God's call than having made choices in debt, having made choices in responsibilities that lead me away from what God has called me to get involved in. Last week, we had a great example and thoughts toward a seminar called Financial Freedoms, or the actual name of the seminar is Biblical Principles of Finance. And as we look at that, we call forth to have those biblical principles. We talked about two of them. One of them was the use of dollars in order for bread for food and a closed circle and living within that closed circle, which take budgets. The other one that we approached was, well, we didn't really approach it, but the tithe being so important because that's what's set apart for God first as far as our first fruits. The third one is the generosity or blessing of others. Craig, in our examples of last week, talked about a third river that God wants to have flow from his throne through us to those around us. And that's because he's given us the generosity in our heart in order to invest in other people's lives. Giving to the poor is lending unto the Lord. In fact, Proverbs 19:17 says, having pity on the poor, we will find God paying us back what we have given. That's truly having a trust mentality. I pray that you, in your time, talent, and treasure, are able to have that trust mentality, that everything you do is in trust, and you manage your time, you manage your skills, your talents, you manage your dollars for the person that he has given trust to you for, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we can fall into the next level of generosity giving, that third river all of a sudden turns into a miracle river where we have more funds in order to invest in others because the Father has confidence. The unwise steward that was running the business for his boss, he didn't do so good. And he took the money back from the unwise steward and gave it to others. God says he's sort of like that. He wants to invest so that we can have that spirit of generosity. That spirit of generosity is not just with money. That generosity is with our time. Our time is worth a lot. And when you're involved in a local body of believers and you're investing in Sunday school or you're investing in the children's ministry or you're investing in the things that are going out and fixing food for the poor and having welfare issues to invest in our community, each of that takes up time. And using and wise steward of that is so important so that the use of our money is to build relationships and to free people from the bondage to what we call the spirit of mammon. Because mammon wants to dictate what we do with our time and our talents and our treasures in order to keep us busy about other things than being about our Father's business. I pray that as you continue to grow in your financial freedoms, you will become free to invest in our culture. One of the joys that I have in joining Faith Shields with different organizations is with WFYL. They are a liberty station. They're about our culture coming into the liberty that the Father wants us to come into liberty with. And I enjoy coming alongside and joining Faith Shields with WFYL because of that liberty statement. Of course, that's the name of what God's given my wife and I to be, at liberty, setting people free out of the bondages that we find ourselves in, that Holy Spirit wants to bring us into the joy of the Lord and the hope of our calling. But sometimes our passion runs out of fuel. Sometimes our passion needs some wood to start burning, and sometimes that comes from outside sources. Those outside sources are part of why I am involved with Family Foundations, another organization that I believe is doing a great ministry and desiring to bring transformation to families through the culture of blessing. Many of us find viruses in our soul. Some people call that stinking thinking because of the false arguments that we get into in our minds that most of the time, at least I know in my own life, I used to fight with myself, and I'd call it the Walter Mitty syndrome. Walter Mitty was a fictitious character written by James Thurber, and he would go off into his imagination and do great things, never accomplishing anything real. It was just all in his mind. Well, I did a lot of that in my own mind. And sometimes when I get into conflict in relationship with other people, I know I would get into an argument with them totally in my mind. And I would lose 1,000 times out of 1,001 opportunities for this discussion. That's how much I would dwell on this relational conflict. And when I finally got into discussing it with the person, I was already so frustrated because I lost the conversation so many times. They didn't really have a chance for us to come into peace with one another because of my own imagination and the Walter Mitty syndrome. I call that the stinking thinking. That's the virus that's in our lives that the KOD wants to come in and deal with us on. That's part of the soul realm. It is the part of you which is your self-worth and how it is established, at least it is for myself, and where other heartfelt beliefs about yourself reside. And it's in those beliefs that affect our behavior, that affect our ability to dream, that affect our ability to put our best foot forward so that we can accomplish the dreams that are set before us. All of our successes and failures, whether it be prosperity or relationships in other people's lives, it's all about where that thinking is derived from. Well, that virus gets established because of our experiences with people as children and adults. And whatever gets inside of us regarding our image is going to dictate where we go with our destiny. And when we're little children and those things aren't working with advancement of the culture of blessing and letting plant food pour on a plant, it gets acid poured on us. And if a plant did that, it would swirl up and die. Well, for us people, we tend to try to put our best foot forward, but that stinking thinking, that virus continues to eat at our soul. And it gives us the structure of our life. Instead of letting the word rise up in us, and the hearing of the word creating the faith to drive us towards the high calling and to the praise of his glory, we let these viruses tend to destroy what's happening in our life. The seminars that are produced by Family Foundation, whether it be Blessing Generations or Empowering Relationships, or the actual seminar that we've been dealing with in finances, Biblical Principles of Finance, deal with hard issues, so that we can begin to invest our lives better because we find the virus and those lies that the father of lies wants to drive into our spirit, we're able to bring truth, and the truth sets us free. In the seminar, there's time for heart ministry, and in the ministry to the heart, Holy Spirit's able to bring the Bible, the Word of God, alive, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and able to divide asunder soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And when we can bring the transformation of our minds because we meditate on the Word of God, and the Word of God wells up in us richly, now His truth destroys the virus. People's identities and values must be separated, and let the Word bring that as opposed to behavior of other people and themselves. Our external responses are not permanently altered until the heart, not the mind, has been transformed. Adult behavior and beliefs stem from the heart, not the mind. We can have mind over matter, and we can force ourselves to do things, but down deep in our soul is out of peace. And when our soul is out of peace, we're not understanding. Therefore, the eyes of our understanding have not been enlightened, and that we don't know the hope of Jesus' calling, and we don't know the riches of His glory, of His inheritance. And the Word is not accomplishing that which it was set for, because we have dammed it up in our souls. We've put a big wall in front of it and said, this is the truth, and we act on it. But when the soul actually becomes set free, the image and the beliefs deep inside really can be transformed, because Jesus arose from the dead that we might have life and have it more abundantly. What a beautiful thought to really have life abundantly. What a beautiful thought to really see what Jesus Christ has done in our life. Dream on. Think about what God would have you do, the skill sets that He's given you, and then let your dream come into vision. And then when that dream starts to realize in your heart, God will give you the objectives and the goals before you that you can set out, measurable goals by time and date, by exact wording, and set it forth, as Habakkuk says, in large words so you can read it while you're running. What a beautiful thing to be able to run with the vision that God has given us. And with the new mindset, we can move into action and put our best foot forward. Thank you, Jesus, that we can have that opportunity. Thank you that your word accomplishes that which you set it forth to do, and that is to bring truth and to eradicate those viruses in my soul so that I can be free to worship you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, as we move forward in our study today, I thank you that we can understand what it is in our heart to see passion rise up. Douglas MacArthur gave a quote many years ago. They said, nobody grows old by merely living a number of years. People grow old only by deserting their ideals. Their ideals lost may wrinkle the skin. Our years may wrinkle the skin, but to give up interest wrinkles the soul. Worry, doubt, self-distrust, fear, and despair. These are the long, long years that bow the head and turn the growing spirit back to dust. Whatever your years, there is in every being's heart the love of wonder, the undaunted challenge of events, the unfailing childlike appetite for what's next, and the joy and the game of life. You are as young as your faith, as old as your doubt, as young as your self-confidence, as old as your fear, and as young as your hope, as old as your despair. That is a very heavy quote by Douglas MacArthur. Where is your dream? What are you planning for the future? Has it been turned to doubt? Has it been turned into distrust? Has it proven that the virus has gone in and destroyed your ability to move forward? Well, I pray that God will give you an understanding of how you can get into different ministry opportunities to bring the culture of blessing to life in your own life and see that culture of blessing bring plant food to your dream and faith to your vision, as the word brings faith as you hear it and you become active in your vision, because despair steals it out of our lives. Despair had a major impact on my own life. In fact, the thought of even getting out of bed was something I did not want to do. It was not so much terrifying, but hopelessness had set into my soul. What happened in my life, some people would call depression. Others might call it a mental breakdown. It might have even been both. But the point of the matter was that depression, it was, the bed was a safe place to hide from the journey of life. And so I understand when depression and discouragement starts to rip out that vision that God has given you. Sometimes just getting out of bed is a struggle. And the bravest thing you can do is go ahead and get out of bed. The bravest thing you can do is go ahead and join the battle. The bravest thing you can do is bring forth that time, talent, and treasure that the Father has given you and put it into action. There is a spiritual battle that is out to destroy our journey so that our journey ends quicker, but God will bring us to the praise of His glory. He has a plan. He has His thoughts that He puts towards us. And when His plan and His thoughts begin to take root in our life, dreams begin to come again. When you're struggling and depression and discouragement is pouring out, your dreams are gone. Hopes are vanished. But with God, all things are possible. And it's my prayer that as the word dwells in you richly, you will find that you will have the courage to step into the next level of relationship with your Father. Now, in my own life, my wife had a big part of that. And over the last couple of weeks, you were hearing about Marriage Unstuck. My wife's love and hope brought me into that next level of relationship with God and helped us get through that issue of my own depression. But I would encourage you that if in your marriage that you would go to marriageunstuck.com, that's with Family Foundations, and be able to get the free teachings that are out of that and understand what's going to be happening out on Valentine's Day next year, as there's going to be a time to gather together to work on your marriage if you'd like to get involved with that. That's marriageunstuck.com. But back to our dreams, back to our thoughts of getting out of bed and taking our best effort and putting forth our foot one step at a time and seeing what God would bring forth. Circumstances in our lives can pin us down. All energy and emotions and motivation is spent just peeling back the covers, putting our feet on the ground and standing up. At that point, we are definitely a broken vessel, and we need the power of God to change that core belief system deep down in our soul, to go for that virus that is speaking lies to us so that the truth can set us free. Holy Spirit desires to do just that, set you free. In heaven, there's a set of library books. In Psalms 139, it says that God wrote a book even before the days were written. Before you started walking out your days, He wrote in this book the plans that He has for you. If missed, we can run to Ephesians 1 and the journey God has planned for us to go towards the point of His arrival. He will set us back according to what He has planned in that book. the library books are even talked about being opened in Revelations, and all the things that we've done are going to be brought into that judgment. I don't want the judgment to be motivating me. I want the love of God to compel me. I want God's love to just bring forth such a passion. I want God's love to bring in me such a purpose. I want God's love to bring in me the hope of tomorrow and the time, talent, and treasure that he's put into my trust fund to give back to him. I will do it with the zeal of the love of the Father. And when it's his hope, it will be about his calling, as we first read in Ephesians chapter 1, the hope of his calling. Isaiah 57 says, "For the Lord will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. I cannot let security and comfort be my guiding light to achieve my goal. I must not let the tyranny of the urgent rule my day. I must not let the word impossible, I can't, steal what God has given in Christ, that all things are possible. The real question in my life is, how can I?" The real question in life is, "God, what are you supplying in my hands right now that I can take and bring your hope of Jesus's calling, Jesus's inheritance, that my eyes will be opened and enlightened so that I can move forward with the same power that raised Christ from the dead?" Then Ephesians 1 becomes real, active in my life. Romans 12, 1 and 2 talks about the transformation of our minds so we can prove what is that perfect and reasonable act of worship. How can we really know that God has called us? Further on in chapter 12, it talks about the gifts Holy Spirit has given us to walk in. Those gifts are part of our skill sets. Those gifts are part of when we are walking in faith and God's word is accomplishing in us. Those gifts, Holy Spirit divinely empowers us to move toward the goal of the high calling of God, to the praise of his glory. Before the foundations of the earth, Ephesians says, God planned that Bruce Mulberry could be moving towards and come to that point of arrival, predetermined, predestined to the praise of his glory. I pray that that's true in your life also. I will never possess what I am not absolutely willing to passionately pursue. What are you looking to pursue? What are you moving for and passionately looking to achieve? May God supply the fuel for your fire in your life, for the passion to give to God the glory that is his. I have significant gain in my dream. I must have my face set as flint. Some people may even call it an obsession. But when it's the love of the Father that constrains me, that obsession turns into a loving gift into people's lives, to the praise of his glory. My whole heart have I sought after you. When I can say those things about my life to God's glory, it is Holy Spirit in me working his good pleasure so that I can move and breathe and have my being in Jesus Christ. The opening and closing of Dare to Dream is a song written by Steve Garrett, and it's Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord Almighty. It is his name worthy of praise. It is his name that is worthy of my life given to him. And as I have the opportunity to dream about tomorrow, it is God working his good pleasure in me to the praise of his glory. I pray that you can get involved with a local body of believers that will sharpen you and that you can become fully involved with that body of believers so that your joy may be full in Christ and Christ's joy may be full in you and all of us can achieve the praise of his glory. Be involved in a local church. See his glory. In Jesus' name, amen.